All right, what's going on, guys? It's the JVO podcast back at it again after a huge lack of, but you know, it's okay though. We back. A lot of stuff just happened. But I'm here with all of my favorite people, Dre and Jazz. Jazz is back. It's been a minute, but
I
she back.
know. It's been a hot minute.
Has been a minute. How we feeling? How we feeling?
I'm
Oh, I'm
good.
cooler than the other side of the pillow. Yeah, oh, got something going on, but there's a few things to cover this time around. But let's start off with March Madness. How we feeling about March Madness?
I had time to process, so I'm good. But if you would have asked me this about a week ago, it'd have been a totally different story.
Oh yeah, no, I was all over the place, I can't lie. If you follow me on social media, man, I was on a little crash out, but it's okay. It's okay.
I was good though. I was good with it. Like the outcome came out expected. Like I did have hope for South Carolina, but like I was telling y'all, like off camera, like I love South Carolina. That's still my team, but when it comes to them playing UConn or Tennessee, I'm always gonna go with them. But UConn played like they wanted it more the entire tournament, actually. Like they played like they wanted it. Like they had that, I don't know. It was just they had that fire in them, that the same fire that South Carolina had last year.
Yeah, they feel like that's someone trying to take their money for real. That's what my cousin said. So
Bro,
I'm gonna just say that
they play
because
like
if you're
they
hearing
did
that,
something, 'cause I'm gonna let you.
I gotta say it because my cousin was talking about it last night. So yeah, they feel like someone was taking their money or something. I was like, man, I was hurt. But honestly, I'm still proud of South Carolina. I'm always gonna ride for them for real. I know they tried, but UConn definitely did want it more, and they quite literally cooked us. And I ain't mad because I mean, honestly, I'm happy for Paige, Azzy. Like, I mean, they play like crazy. Like, I don't know what they different in the best way possible.
I
But
was
damn.
the one thing UConn taught me about this March Madness was defense really do win championships because they shut down everybody. It didn't matter if it was South Carolina, USC, UCLA. You had one person on the team that was doing the scoring that they were cool with, but nobody else was putting buckets on nobody. They wasn't doing that. They
No.
say, Lauren Best, you can score, you can do your thing, but the rest of the team ain't gonna help you. Chloe,
That's
you can
cute
do
and
your
all.
scoring, we got you. But everybody else ain't doing nothing. Kiki, do you love me? Cool, you do your thing. But everybody else in USC, go ahead and have a seat. They defense was shutting down every. I'm over here looking at Steph, I'm like, Chloe just had like 9 points. I was like, nah, bro. They really did South Carolina like that. I was like, yeah, defense. That defense was crazy.
I
I was
know,
even
bro.
shocked about, because you talking about Lauren Betts. I was shocked about Kiki Rice not showing up for real either.
Nah, same.
I was like, UConn, nobody really had an answer, honestly, for Sarah Strong. And nobody had an answer for her. Of course, Paige. Like, you throw Paige in there, Ozzie, like, come on now.
Of course.
Right?
Of course. They did everything they can to shut her down, man. Especially Lauren. When I saw that, I was like, oh, dang, that's crazy. I'm not low-key wanting UConn to win that game anyways, so. But
I had looked at the bracket. I was like, the group. I was like, nobody. My real bracket. I didn't put in there.
oh shoot. No, I put my real bracket in there. When you told me that we were
We
in
was the
that
only
group,
two left.
we were the only two left. I was like, what? I went to go peep that and I was like, oh.
The only two.
Only 2 hours left. I was like, dang, okay,
Yeah,
that's
man.
crazy.
USC and Notre Dame, they did me wrong, man. Especially Notre
Man,
Dame, I was so hurt.
honestly, I feel like
Notre Dame messed up
if,
everybody bracket.
yeah, that's
I
true.
was
I
kind of
can't lie. Messed up
I
mine
was a
for
little
sure.
disappointed, but when I was just looking at how they played during the tournament, they were so out of sync, it was insane.
Yeah, that was just, I was like, damn, all right.
And then we found
Honestly,
out
though.
why.
Yup. Honestly, though, I feel like, prayers up for Juju. I feel like if Juju didn't get hurt the way she did, we probably would have took it all, to be honest.
I was gonna ask that, because me and Millie was talking about that. Like
Oh, for real?
if Drew would have been there, I think so too. But then I went back to look, and I was like, nah, UConn still would have won it this year.
I feel like it'd be a little closer though.
It would have been way
Instead
closer.
of a
Yeah, it would
blowout,
have been
like
closer.
they did in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Did the girls dirty, but it's okay. It's okay. Next year, we'll see what happens. But yeah, honestly, it'd be a lot more closer. My cousin, we were talking about this last night. The reason why I brought it up also is because he said if Juju was still the, they probably would took it all, and he was talking about how Juju probably would have been their only comp. So I'm like, yeah, I see that. But now UConn was just, I don't know, UConn went crazy, man. I was like, dang, dang.
I think what a lot of people like don't see is USC. They actually have a squad. It's just sometimes when you have one of the best players in college, it gets overshadowed because you only focusing on that one player. Even when Kiki got there, people were still focused on Kiki too, but it was still Juju, 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 not knowing that they
Yeah,
had
right.
so many other pieces.
100%.
I mean, they found out when Juju wasn't there, so
Yep, they definitely
that.
did. I was like, man, don't underestimate us, man. Don't y'all gotta rely. They ain't gotta rely on Juju.
That's why I say, like, sometimes when you have like a certain roster, you can't rely on one person. You got to be able to like give other people like minutes and reps. That way, like, if that one person go out, you have other people that's ready to step up. And I feel like when Juju went down, everybody was so quick to look at Kiki because that's what they're comfortable with. But you're not trying to get other people ready to step up in case stuff like that do happen. You gotta have that person that's ready to step up if like Juju went down or if Kiki would have went down. You have to have other people that's prepared to step up in those big moments to perform under the pressure. And I feel like with that going on with USC, plus them playing UConn, which they already played last year in the same game, but this time you didn't have Juju, that's what made the difference. Like, I'm not saying that USC would have won if they had Juju. I'm not saying they would have lost, but I'm saying it would have been more of a familiar game, or they would have been comfortable, or they had that confidence. But without Juju, you had Kiki, and then you had to rely on people that's not used to playing under that type of pressure, which made the game different. And then you got to go with Paige too. Yeah, I had hope, but I didn't have that much.
I would say Kennedy's definitely stepped up though.
Oh yeah.
She, yeah, I was like, all right, freshman.
All right, freshie. I'll
She
see
did.
you.
She did really good. I. It's a couple of them that I was like, okay, y'all stepped up, like
100%.
x10. So, yeah, I was. But like speaking of like the college and all that stuff, how y'all feel about the portal?
Oh man, close the portal. Nah, I'm just kidding.
No,
No,
for real, close
honestly,
it.
like, I
Goodness
closed the portal at
gracious.
this point. I was like, man, close the portal. But
Oh no, the way it's going, they ain't never gonna close that mug. The way it's going,
no.
it's causing all type of chaos.
I swear. I mean, Lay getting into portal. I was a little hurt, but I also kind of had a feeling it was gonna happen. Because I'm gonna be honest, like I love Leia. I mean, she's a hooper, she's a good hustler, but she sometimes isn't like as consistent. She'd be a little inconsistent sometimes, so it's like not fully consistent. Like she's a good hustle player, but sometimes she'd be doing a little too much. I got mad love for Leia though, and I'm pretty sure she's gonna definitely do good wherever she's going with the portal. But me and a few of my friends that we talked about this, we were all hurt about it, of course. We were hurting, but we also just brought up how like she was a little bit, she's a little, she's not really consistent, but she's still a good player overall. My eyes.
I say I wouldn't say I wouldn't say she's not consistent. I'll say that she's not as disciplined as she
Yeah,
needs to
that's
be,
probably a better way to word it.
because is she still have a lot of learning to do, which granted, yeah, you could be a star
Oh, yeah,
over in
100%.
this school, or do you want to buckle down, focus and actually be prepared for the W, because she actually would have been probably most likely probably starting next season. I mean, even with it would have been like a rotation, but even with who's coming in, she still got a lot to learn. I like her though.
Definitely. Yeah, no, she's a good player for sure. She definitely
Lot
got a
of
lot more to learn.
turnovers. She still got that. I say it shows like the age. Like sometimes when they are on the floor and they playing certain, it's like, oh, all right, I forgot you only a sophomore. Got it. So why are
Right.
you?
She's still
It's
young. Yeah,
like
she's
it's
still got something to learn.
so discipline. She need to be more disciplined.
Yeah, I believe that. She's definitely still a good player overall, though.
Oh
Just
yeah.
what? Just yeah, like you said, discipline. Once that's on deck, like once she got that, I mean, she's gonna be good. But yeah,
Who else was y'all shocked about?
who was I shocked about?
Olivia.
Olivia. Yeah, I was about to say that. Olivia. Olivia going to the portal.
How y'all feel about where she going?
You want to start, Dre? I take a sip.
I thought she was just gonna go to the WNBA. She decided to stay and then left Notre Dame. I'm like, and then he went to TCU.
I
Don't know how to
remember
feel about that.
saying, I was saying that TCU is about to become the redemption school, where you try to
Yeah.
when you go and you just want to go there and just pretty much be yourself, play your game. I think that's, I don't know, just off of Haley going there and.
Hey, it worked for her.
Yep, it definitely did. It definitely did.
So I don't know. We'll see. She gonna
Yeah.
do good there. They ain't winning no championship though. Oh
Probably
no.
not. Nah, they're not moving the champ. Nah, they're not winning the championship, respectfully. But see how that went. But yeah. Not really. I mean, y'all pretty much said everything about Olivia. Like, I mean, we'll find out. I guess we'll see what happens next season.
But the
Definitely. I
one
mean,
thing I
next
do like
championship.
about the transfer portal is I feel like it's important that they allow them to do stuff like that, because usually when you go to college, you have to stick to that one school. But now with the transfer portal, you actually have like your own destiny. Like you can choose your path in college now. You can like, you can't be like, oh, I went to USC, but I have to stay there. No. If you want to, you can try to get into a portal and see where you can go. Now it's kind of like free agency in
Oh
a
yeah,
sense. But in college, you have like your own path and your own destiny. So now you can't complain about where you're at, because now you have a chance to make your choice to be like, okay, this situation isn't working out for me. This isn't the best situation for me. So after the season, now I can go into the transfer portal and then possibly go over here or go over there, or now I can go back and be a little closer to home or something that's a little more comfortable. You have that choice now.
My only beef with that is, oh, we gonna have to get it back in blood because I'm gonna need my money, time, effort, scholarship. I'm gonna need all that back, that all that effort that I put into you to get you here, all that the NIL money or whatever. I'm gonna need my money back.
Right.
I'm gonna need something back. Cause I'm with like
Right.
I'm not against the transfer portal at all. It's just it needs to be more. It needs to be like a structure, something that needs to be put in place to where, cause these colleges are losing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I need my money back. I need my money back.
Gonna need
My
that.
time, some. I don't know
Give me some.
what it is. But yeah, because you get there and you're like, okay, well, this school is not what I thought it was gonna be. Coach is not what I thought it was gonna be. Or I just want to be closer to home. Like I want out.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna need as a institution, as like a scholarship, or I'm like a coach and I sat here, I scouted you. We got you a scholarship. We got you help with NIL. Like, I buy me out.
Right.
That other college
Exactly.
should be like, it should be like a buyout. Some, I don't know, some crazy. They probably gonna kill me in the comments. But it should be like some buyout or something. Because it's just, you leave it after your first year is crazy to me.
No, it's
It's a good.
facts.
But yeah,
Now, you know what could mess the portal up? Is when they start building them super teams.
yeah, facts.
Hey,
Now,
some of
that's
them
what's
already
gonna mess
got
it
them. That's true.
up. That's what's gonna mess it up.
That's true.
Don gonna be like, "Oh, y'all doing all this to get for me?
Right?
Me? Y'all doing
Just
all
for
this
me?
for me?
Oh my God."
Only I do. I just have all these All Americans, but y'all want to do this for me?
Yeah. Right.
That'd be
Exactly.
crazy.
Insane. Let's see. Any else y'all want to add before we move on to the next
Nah.
topic? Nah.
Nah.
All right. So recently, the WNBA draft happened. So how y'all feeling about all the picks and all of that? How we feeling? Like how y'all feeling right now? It's fresh,
I'm
so.
cool.
Every pick, to me, yeah, every pick to me was like a spot on pick. It wasn't a bad pick. It some picks I was like, oh dang, I thought y'all was gonna grab so and so.
Yeah.
But that's also a good pick too. So
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And I feel like the draft class is gonna be solid. I mean, there was one that really shocked me, and I was a little upset. I had a crash out, me and a few
Which
people.
one?
When the student draft niece. That had me crash out for a second. I was like, bro, what? But I mean, at the end of the day, like, other than that, that was the only thing that really shocked me the most is that what you didn't pick up Nice for the Valks. But then the way the Valks had their other picks, I was like, okay, I ain't even mad no more. All right, I see where you're going with that. But if I'm being honest, man, I wish we had Pow Pow for the Aces, but I'm proud of her. I mean, I might actually be, I think I'm gonna be a Dream fan this year because of Pow
So,
Pow.
I'm gonna say the reason why we didn't grab her is because we don't need no more guards.
Yeah, that's true. We
Right.
look, we have a lot of guards. We definitely got a lot of guards.
Georgia team feel like it's guards at this point. We have big
Yeah.
guards, like half everybody who that is literally all guards for real. So
Yeah,
we and
literally.
it's always been like that. So we don't. I would have loved Pop out here, but we didn't need another guard.
Yeah, we did have a lot. There's a lot of guards we have. And at that, I
And
like
we
the
still
picks we
picked up
got though.
two guards.
Yeah, we did.
Well,
I
one is
was
a
really
big
excited about
guard.
Harmony though.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Harmani. Aaliyah's really, wait. I
Yeah,
didn't
she
really
a big
watch a lot
guard.
of her. Yeah, I didn't really watch a lot of her, but when I saw her highlights after they picked her, I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh,
I see
she
what's going on
nice.
here. She nice, yeah, she's tough.
She
This should
nice.
be a good pick. And I'm glad that we got Harmani. I definitely
That's my
would have,
favorite. I've been
yeah,
watching
that was my
her.
favorite. That's my favorite for sure. I was like,
I've been
Harmani?
watching her for forever, so
I'll be
that
seeing her
made my
game.
day.
Yeah, I'll be seeing her game. I was stressing out that whole draft. Stressing out with the Bucks, stressing out with the Aces, out of what we doing, what the heck is going on. But I like how the picks were looking. And I'm pretty sure we all knew that Peyton already going to Dallas. Dallas is gonna be tough, man.
I was just about to ask, who do y'all think came out with the best picks?
Dallas for sure. Valk's got a good one too.
Dallas, Dallas, Atlanta, kind
Oh,
of
Atlanta.
cool. Chicago, Chicago can bounce back with Haley because she reunited with Angel.
And Camilla. Everybody be forgetting
Camilla,
about Camilla, man.
I
yep.
No, it's not that we don't forget about her. It's that they don't talk about her. That's the
That's
thing.
peace. That's
We
peace.
don't
That's peace.
forget about her. They don't talk about her.
That's
Like if
peace.
you
They don't.
notice, like you
They
haven't
don't.
heard her. Like you haven't heard her name in a minute. Like
Yeah.
if you hear about Chicago, they talk about injuries.
Yeah,
That's
literally.
peace. That's peace.
Yeah. Honestly. I don't forget about her. They definitely just don't talk about her a lot.
Yeah.
But
Washington to me came
sure.
out with the best pick. Washington and
Washington?
Dallas. And
Yeah,
Dallas.
Washington and Dallas for sure. I feel like Valk got some good ones too. Like when they got Chen, oh man, I was jumping out of my seat. I was so happy.
I was too. I'm
I'm
like, I'm sitting here just like getting excited for people I don't even know. Like.
my God. Nah, I mean, there is some I didn't really know. No, but really makes me a little upset is the fact that we gave up our second pick in the first round. We would have had Dominique, and that would have been such a good piece to our team because we need that. But
Hey, to get something, you got to get rid of something. They
yeah,
want
I
to
was
do
like,
them.
dang, I was
I
a little
forgot
mad
about
when I saw that.
Connecticut.
Connecticut,
Connecticut got some
yeah,
good picks. I forgot all about Connecticut.
I
Oh, you
did too.
might
I'm
have.
not gonna lie. They definitely got a good. They definitely got a good amount of picks.
I said that though too about I was like the one time because that's why it was no draft party. I was like the one
Yeah.
time that we finally got a first round, we don't have a draft party, and we it was some good picks out there.
Yeah. Facts. Makes sense. If we had a
But
draft
the
card, I'd be there
height,
like nothing.
it would have been cool to get Dominique, but I
Oh
mean
no.
we got Liz.
That's true. That's true. I guess that makes sense for sure. Do you think, speaking of Liz, do you think that she'd be good for the beginning of the season to play?
She's gonna play a little off because she haven't played in a game in since
Yeah.
college. A little,
Yeah.
yeah. And so it's gonna take her some time to get adjusted, but when she's adjusted, she'll be good.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
Unless
Liz.
she shock us all and she just come out the gate going crazy, cool. But I think
Yeah.
it's gonna take her a little bit of time to get used to playing and realizing what she, can't do or what she's not afraid of, doing. Because sometimes coming off an injury, people be scared to play.
Yeah, they do be scared
Right.
to play. That's a good example of what happened last season with Chelsea. Yep.
Chelsea and Kia.
Kia, yep, Chelsea and Kia. And
So.
people always talk so bad about Kia, which I see all the time. I'm like, bro, look, I get it, but trust me, she's good. If she wasn't
Well,
injured, we're chilling. We would have been there. We would have been good, but
I was sitting there going back and forth with somebody. I'm like, dude, I'm like, go back. I said, yo, I was like, Candace Parker is my literally one of my favorite players of all time. I was like, but Candace Parker only played like 10 games last season.
Yo.
That last season that we had her, I said, and who stepped up? Who stepped up? Oh, Kia did, right? Okay. All right. All right. All
And we got a
right.
championship that year too.
All
That was the back
right.
to back, right?
Yep.
Or was it the
I'm like,
2021? Wait,
no,
what was
it
that?
was a back to
It was
back one.
the back to back one, right? Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I was like, yeah, who stepped
I was
up?
like, man, y'all better put some respect on Kia's name, man.
That's
Healthy
what I'm
Kia
saying.
is good. Yeah, no, she's not a scorer. That's not her role. That's what we got other
Yeah.
people for. But if we need her to score, she can score.
Yeah, definitely. We already have a lot of off we already and at that we already have the way our rosters, we already have a lot of people that could score. Like, Kia don't want to do that. She just gotta play on, she just gotta do what she gotta do in the paint. I mean, people do say some crazy stuff about her. Some be a little funny, but some be taken too far. I'm like, look, I tell that to people all the
Right.
time too. I'm like, look, I get what y'all getting from that, but nah, healthy Kia is a good Kia, and I'm hoping, and I think she's gonna have a good season this year. See what
Yeah, she
happens
will.
though.
She'll be good. You know what breaks my heart
What?
is just looking at all these wonderful, talented young ladies that got picked up, right? And it's only a 12 roster spot.
I know. I know. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the WNBA. I think me and Dre talked about this on an episode before too. I feel like they gotta
How they need to expand? They should
expand
release
the
to like
roster
15.
more. Like, have
At
you
least,
seen the
at
Aces? We
least.
have like 16 people on our roster, but Becky has to cut a lot of people just to lead up, make the expectations for the W, for the season actually.
So I kind of made like a fake, like a mock list that who I think might get, who might stay. It was actually pretty tough because
Now we gotta hear it for real.
I still have a spot open, and it's because Cheyenne's spot will be open, but I think they will fill it with somebody temporarily. This
Yeah.
was probably like the most hardest thing. I was just like, yo, I said, and I know how a lot of know how everybody plays, and of course you got to see how they play together. So I'm
Right.
just visualizing, trying to see, and I was just like, who do you get rid of?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, look at the roster. And I'm like,
But
this is gonna be
I
tough.
was like, I keep. So I was like, I keep. Of course, Jack, Chelsea, Aja, Jewel, and Kia and Liz are all safe.
Right.
So then that leaves you Tiff, Meg, Aaliyah, Harmony, Crystal Bradford, KB, who else?
Alina, did you say it already?
No, yep, her.
Yeah, you said her. No, I didn't say.
Meg.
Oh, you didn't.
I said Meg. I said Meg.
You said Meg.
I was so I'm keeping Tiff and I'm keeping Meg.
Oh yeah.
I think if anybody knows how, know me, knows how I feel about Meg. So I'm keeping Meg.
Yeah,
And I'm
Meg,
keeping
yeah.
Tiff. And then I was like, well, I'm keeping the rookies.
Gotta keep the rookies. I'm gonna keep both of them rookies. There's especially there's some really good pieces too for the roster. I'm like, gotta keep them, both of them.
And then I was like, and then I'm going with Crystal Bradford, and then I'm like,
Huh?
dang, and I was like, dang, it's one spot left, right? Not counting Cheyenne, but it'll be one spot left to just fill until Cheyenne get back, right? So then that leaves you Queen, KB, Diana, Elena. Yeah, it's just, and then I was just like, well, who do you pick? And I'm just like, well, I don't want that decision, that job.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough, man.
Because at
Training
that
camp's gonna be
point,
tough.
I'm like, I would go with Dana, but then at the same time, I'm like, nah, I would go with Queen.
Yeah, see, that's exactly what I was thinking too. I was like, I'll go to Dana, but oh, you gotta go with Queen. Queen would be great. But yeah, no,
Yeah,
I can only
I
imagine.
don't want that job.
Nope. Nope. When you
No.
brought that up, I was like, because I'd be looking at the roster. I'd be looking at the roster because I would bring up how much people we got on our roster, how much people we got to cut. I'm always bringing it up. And I'm like, see, if I had to like cut these people, I couldn't even do it. No. I was like, no, I'm cool. So, I mean, good luck to Becky, but honestly, I feel like what's crazy about that whole thing, though, is that we're doing all this without a GM still. I still think about that.
Becky is the GM at
She's a
this
GM
point.
and
At
coach at this
this
point.
point.
At this
At this
point.
point.
At this point, she's a GM and coach at this point. I was like, I don't know how she's doing it, but I'll trust her on that part. But I mean, shoot, since we're on the Aces, how y'all feeling?
Ahead, Jerry.
I'm straight.
Straight.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm straight.
I
I'm
don't.
look, listen. I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm not trying to get too high. But I ain't gonna be walking around too low. Cause see, I feel like that's how people end up crashing out. So they be like, oh, I expect this and I want this and really. And then as soon as that stuff start going down, all of a sudden they're over there shaking in the corner board, what's going on? Nah, no, I'm straight. I'm riding it out. And we're going day by day. We had the draft. We're gonna have free agency. We're gonna have training camp. See how it works out. Then we'll have the preseason. Then when we start the regular season, then I start going, nope. Remember they had me losing my mind doing something. Not me. Not I.
Gonna need that. I've been eating that. I have a crash outs a lot. I crash out a lot, so.
I'm gonna ask this real quick.
All right, what you got?
Do y'all think, because I'm with you, I'm like, hey, I don't want to think about who, what, but sometimes you can't help it. Do you think,
Yeah.
because remember how I would always say, like, Kia and KB is always going to be protected by the Aces no matter what, I feel like.
Yeah, that changed.
Now with the newcomers coming in, you got Crystal Bradford, right? You got Harmony Turner coming in, you got Aaliyah Nye coming in, you got all these people coming in. You got Tiffany Mitchell. Me personally, I would give Tiffany Mitchell a guaranteed spot.
Honestly, I felt that. I agree with you on that one. She was my favorite person we picked up from free agency.
Yeah, like you got all these people coming in. I mean, I'm keeping Kia too, to be honest, but who do you get? Like, it's just like, do they finally let KB go?
That's what a lot of people have been talking about.
They've been talking about wanting to let her go since like
Last
the end
season,
of the
the end,
season.
yeah.
Yeah.
The whole season day, people wanted her to go.
Yeah,
But
they want her to go.
I said, when she's in the game, she does what she's supposed to do. She just has to be consistent because she's not in the game as much to even be consistent.
Yeah, that's
Right. So
true.
she gotta have a chance. But I think the Aces is not gonna let her go, sadly.
I don't think so either, to be honest.
Well, not sadly, but sadly.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. But the protected contracts, to be honest. I mean,
Don't think she has a protected contract. I just feel like they have this attachment to her to where they won't get rid of her.
yeah, that's true. I've seen KB hoop, man, and in person. When she's in that game, she does her thing.
So I'm saying.
It was the
And
bench mob, man, that bench mob game.
another reason why I'm not stressing out, or I'm just like riding the wave to see what happens, because like everybody left, so like I'm not stressing, but I'm not going to pretend like it's not a possible chance that like KB can be gone, or Kia can be gone, or May can be gone, because once they got with her, once Kate left, then Then Kelsey got traded. Then
yeah,
everybody else started moving.
Tipler,
agency,
AC,
Kelsey,
AC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chip,
so
AC.
It was like, it's like, have you ever seen somebody like they get into a fight and like they fight back as hard as they can, but then all of a sudden they just like lay there and you just see them just getting punched on and they just laying there like, I don't even care no more.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I feel like that, but it's like, okay, let's just figure out what we can do now and then take it one step at a time. And hopefully, whatever decision the Aces make down the line until the regular season is what's best for the Aces. Because at the end of the day, we still gonna root for the Aces. We still gonna be fans. We still gonna fill up the arenas.
Yeah, the
we still gonna have fun. But
yeah,
but we just have to move at their pace. And I feel like once we do that, everything will just all the pieces will align together.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. I just sometimes have the tendency to just look and see. They think about, oh, who's going to get cut. But I always tell people, like, look, I'm not worried about it. And then if someone brings up something about KB or Key, I'm like, whatever happens, happens. There's nothing we can do about it, obviously. But I've mostly been working with it. I mean, I tell people all the time, like, I ain't worried about it. It's still Aces and five. I trust Becky. I'm proud of what we got going on. So
we
I'm not worried.
We got a nice little roster.
Yeah, we got a W roster. I ain't worried about it too much. I'm just waiting. I'm just more excited for the season to start. Honestly, like I'm like itching to go see my. I'm itching to see Asia play. I'm itching to see Jackie play. I'm itching to see all of them. Oh, and Jewel. I'm just itching to see them play. Like I want the season to start already. I'm counting down a preseason game. Like I'm like, bro, I just want to watch right now. Like I miss Aces hoops. I can't lie.
It's gonna come quick though.
Yeah, that's why it's gonna.
It's gonna
come out of nowhere.
Quick.
It's going to be like a breeze. You're going to be like, I'm saying this now, and I'm like weeks later, oh, preseason game.
Yeah,
oh, shoot. Here we are.
Yeah, it's going to be quick.
Oh, yeah. It's going to fly. And that's when all of the excitement really happens, and we'll see what happens. But before we end it off, anything else we would like to add before we end this off? Short and sweet.
Nah.
Bright tea.
Prayers up to Juju.
Yeah,
prayers up to Juju. For real. Preseason game coming up. You slide and Jazz.
Yeah, you know I'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there. You'll see the content. But
I got my dress ready.
Oh yeah. I gotta go ahead. I need to hop in the shop to go buy some. No, my pockets are hurting right
now.
Anyways,
I got my feet dirty ready.
Oh, yeah. All
I'm
right,
so
bro.
Awkward, though. I'll be sitting in front of all the Aces fans with my Phoenix jersey on.
Bro, I'll be always sitting next to me. I'm like, all right. All right, though, y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. I'm glad Jazz came back in. Dre is here. We're going to keep this going. WNBA coming up. We ready. We chilling. We're ready. But, hope everyone has a good rest of their day, week, whenever you listen, watching this. And, you know, hope everyone is living life. Yeah.
Peace
All
and
right.
blessings.
All right. See y'all later.